We thank God for this occasion. We thank God for the opportunity to be alive. I'm seeing wonderful people. I'm seeing beautiful people. I'm seeing handsome people. Can you extend your hand to the person sitting by you? You are just good. You are the image of God. Those of us who are even getting old are polishing. We are looking fresh in his sight. Amen. The theme for today is the family, the future of the church. Family, the future of the church. We depend on the Lord. The church is the body of Christ. And the church thrives on the health of the family. If the family is doing well, it affects the church. If families are doing well, the church benefits from it. The family, the future of the church. The church is made up of human beings, and we are members of God's church, the visible church. And I know you are important in the plan of God. In our reading, the gospel reading, the Bible gives us insight in the family life of Joseph and Mary. We see how they were training Jesus, and we see the understanding between them. We see the areas of emphasis in the training of Jesus. And then, as a boy, we see Jesus' own interest in this world. You know, those days, you had an obligation towards his or her children, a great obligation. And the obligation is that children must be trained. And if you train them, they will not depart. They believe that one generation hands the baton to another generation. And for the next generation to take the baton, the current generation must train them to continue what they are doing. And so Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verses 6 to 9 gives a Jewish man a responsibility. We call it the Shema. And this is it. Let us all read. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart, your hearts. Impress them on your heart. The word is impress. Impress, print it. Print these commandments on your children. Print, impress. Talk about them. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when let it be the substance of your communication. A Jewish human has a responsibility. Let this be the substance of your communication at home. Tie them as what? On your hands. Bangles. That. God is this. Commandment that. Love your neighbor. That. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your heart. Let the message be visible. Verse 9. Write them on your, of your, and on your, rather than write on them, fear woman and live long. Write rather this one. If you want to write something, this one is better. Write this one. It is better. Now, this is the basic instruction for a Jewish person. How to train your children. Let the training be visible. Let it be the word of God. Let it be things from the heart of God. Tell them that. And Proverbs 3, verse 1 and 2 says that, my son, the child, if your parents is doing all that, you, the child, do what? My son, my daughter, do what? But keep my commandments in your heart. Verse 2, all children, the adults will not join you. Verse 2 says what? For they will what? Prolong your life many years and bring you. Currently, we know that to let your child prosper, you have to cram into numerous things we need. But the Bible is saying that the commandments of the Lord, this, that will prolong their lives and will let them prosper in the world. That was the charge on a Jewish person. You know, if a Jewish person takes the word and teaches it to his or her children, it makes it easy for the children to keep the promises of God. If you read Genesis 18, 19, it makes it easier. God has given his people a lot of promises, but the promises will only come to pass out of obedience. So Genesis 18, 19 says what? For I've chosen him, that is Abraham, so that he will do what? Direct his children. You know, God has chosen all of us, so, and we have a duty towards our children. Train up a child the way he should go. And when he grows up, he will not do what? He will not part. And Abraham, when God called him, had a responsibility towards his children. And the Bible says it, that he has a duty to his children, his what? Household after him, to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and what? Just. By doing what is right and just. And that is the end of it. So that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. What God has promised Abraham must outlive him. It must go through his children. And if it will go through his children, whatever about him, he must pass it on. And tell his children, obey for the promise to continue with your line. It is simple. It is what you call a blank check. That do whatever you like, promise will continue. No, it's not that. And we all say, well, parents live a good life, but children may live a rotten life. Sometimes blessings don't continue. Blessings continue. It says that pass your life on to your children. God bless you. So, if you look at Jesus, Luke chapter 2, let us look at it. Luke chapter 2, verses 40 and 52. I'm timing myself. I have some few minutes to finish. And I see the older ones are getting tired. And I just started some few minutes ago. But it seems that my words are becoming like sleeping tablets. Some people are taking the tablets and I plead with you. I'm left with just a few minutes. Please don't gulp down the sleeping tablet. What you are taking will be a blessing to you. Tell the person sitting by you. Please don't make it a sleeping tablet. Just a short time. But please, I have important things to tell you. Now listen to Jesus. Verse 40. Luke 2:40 says, let us all read. And the child grew and became strong. No. Please give me another translation. I don't like this. This is not the correct one. And the child grew and became strong in spirit. That's the translation. That's why it's good when you are reading Scar to read the different parts. And the child grew. That is about Jesus' family life. A child must grow. And became what? Strong in the what? Let us all read. And the child grew and was strong in spirit, filled with what? And the grace of God was upon him. The child grew and was strong in spirit. I will explain. The next one is verse 52. I will explain. Let us 52. And Jesus grew in what? Wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. You know, Jesus grew in wisdom, intellect, stature, faith growth, in favor with God, spiritual growth, and then social growth. It was a balanced growth. Very balanced. Tell the person sitting, balanced growth. In some homes, growth is only food. We are providing food. We give you food. So what? You have food. That's just physical. Others will say, it's book. Tell it. Teacher at home. Books at home. Every teacher. Computer. Internet. One side. It's not balanced. But Jesus had balanced growth. And verse 40 lays emphasis on something. That was stronger in spirit. All who are listening to me, let me read. We are being taught in this church constantly that the human being is more than a body. And some people are only on fufu growth. Material growth. Only physical growth. It is sad in this world when you are put only on fufu regimen. And all that you do is food, providing food. And all the areas are suffering. But man is a spirit. How lives in a body. This thing is just the body. Unfortunately, this thing is taking the paramount, and all the rest are being relegated to the background. But very early, Jesus was strong in spirit. It is not big S, it is small S. We all have spirits. We have a soul. We live in a body. And what training are we giving our children at home for the church one day to benefit from? Let us read 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Let us all read, please. Go along with me. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. The coming of our Lord Jesus. We are spiritual. We are spiritual. God is a spirit, and he created us in his likeness. We are spiritual. And so may your whole spirit, if we were arranging, we say may your whole body, because from here we have told the children that it's straight to Osu Street. So we arrange body first, the rest second, this head. But the Bible says, what first? What number two? What number three? They are all important, but priority. And Jesus was the strong in spirit. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is what? Let us continue. Sharper than. Let us continue. It penetrates even to the what? Dividing of soul and what? Spirit. The word of God can enter where the soul and spirit are. The word of God can enter that place. It's only the word of God that can go there. Fufu cannot go there. That is why Matthew 4, Jesus says, man shall not live by what? Bread alone. But by what? Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We thrive on the word of God. Go to some homes. It's all about your Lord. The rest. There's no reading scripture at home. There's no Bible study. There's nothing like quiet time. There's nothing like sharing the word. It is not important. As the child works strong physically, the spirit is in danger. Very, very weak. Very weak. Very weak. I will show you the importance of that. Why? Because it's not fed on the word. You know, for every Jewish boy, if you are a Jewish boy, you start learning the Old Testament at age 5. They start you at age 5. By age 13, you are studying the Mishnah. Mishnah, you can call it commentaries on the laws. Commentaries. By the next age, you are learning the 613 laws of God. By 15, you would have completed them all. It's like Makalanta. Everybody is saying it's important. But with us, sit in my room and sigh, say, Proverbs 20:27. The teaching I'm teaching you, I'm talking about now, came to do it at Nevyosi. Reverend Dr. George Atta. Just last month. It is on our website. You can pick the 4 teachings. Those things are good. Those of you who can read, you can read Watchman Nee's book, Ritual Man, or Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Know the Will of God. All these things are there. It is so sad. The Christians are not delving deep. But I will show you the importance of building your spirit. Proverbs 20:27 says that the lamp of searches the spirit of a what? Of a man. I don't like the NIV. The way it is framing it. The act says that God's lamp in the life of a man is spirit. When God is visiting you, he visits you through your heart. Your spirit. That's what came from him. It is the breath of God in man. God deals with you from that level. Let us all read. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the... Your spirit is what God works with. That's where he works. Your spirit, oh. My spirit, oh. Read Romans 8:16. It says that when somebody is born again, the first contact God will have with him is with his spirit. Let us all repeat. Testifies with our small spirit that we are God's children. That's how you know you are God's child. It is within. It is not from your head, though, nor intellect. It is within. That spirit, God's spirit, testifies with your small spirit. It's always contact. Your spirit must be active. When Jesus was growing, he was waxing strong in spirit. Your spirit must be active. Oh. Now, listen to the importance of the spirit. Proverbs 18:14 says something. It says, well, let us all read. A man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a Christ spirit who can bear. I like the KJV. Let us all read. The spirit of a man was in his infirmity by a wounded spirit who can bear. Brothers and sisters, do you know how people are able to go through troubles and challenges? If your spirit is built up and it is strong, troubles can't overcome you. That's the secret. The spirit of a man will sustain him in an infirmity. Other people go through a problem to commit suicide. They want to die. I've seen it before. There was a man in church. Very time he took his gun. Oh, he was gone. He was gone. He was coming to church. He was a Christian. You know people who could not go through suffering before. Some, even in the throes of sickness, who want to kill themselves. But let me tell you, it is your spirit that will sustain you in difficult times. And so build your spirit, oh. Build your spirit, oh. You know, in different times, visiting some people, it's a sad situation. When you look at their face, they are so fearful. But there are others, difficult times, they are brave. Do you know why? It is their spirit. Spirit of a man will do what? Will sustain him when there's an infirmity. The spirit of a man. The spirit of a man. Build your spirit on the word. Build your spirit on prayer. It is good for you. You know, all over in Ghana, we are not rich. You go to America, people are rich. Yet they are on drugs and killing themselves. You know, you can name them plenty. It's a man's spirit that will sustain him. And you know, the second thing I'm mentioning about the spirit is that the spirit in you gives you great understanding. What we call insight. There are three things that the spirit does. One, it gives you what we call the conscience. It gives you the ability to differentiate right and wrong. There are other people in this world who say, well, they know right and wrong, but they don't know. They don't know right and wrong. They know here, but they don't know inside. They're in town going from... They know it all. They don't know it. When they know playlists... But the conscience and the intuition is the knowledge that the Holy Spirit gives your spirit. There are some people in this world who know how they are. They are led. The Holy Spirit leads their spirit. They know. You ask them, how did you know? He knows. In fact, if you are born again Christian and God is working through you, wow, your spirit is alive. A lot of things don't take you for granted. You know, there are a lot of things in this church I know I don't talk. Nobody told me, but I know. And it is deep down. He has already told me. And so when those things happen, you don't worry. You understand. Your spirit is active. Some people call these things metaphysics, but it is not that. It's the pure man under God's authority. Because God created you like this. If you accept it, shout amen. Amen. I wish I had time. The things I will take you through. So then this way, when you are training your children, even train yourself. Because you see this world only on material things, one level. Other levels subdued. In terms of trouble, they cannot stand. Please. What I'm telling you is important. And so Jesus, very early in life, was strong. He was strong where? Tell the person sitting, don't work strong in fufu. Strong in the spirit. Do you know in scripture itself, when you read 1 Corinthians 14, it says that I will sing with my mind, and I will sing with my spirit. I will pray with my mind, and I will pray with my spirit. If you are not a spiritual person, you can't understand. We can pray with our spirit. We can sing with our spirit. It is there in scripture straight. Your spirit can be active. Your spirit can be built up. I will pray with my spirit. I will pray also with my mind. Christianity type, it is deeper than that. Let me jump deeper. Brother, jump deeper. There are good things for you. God brought you us. Your spirit must grow. I am ending. You know, there are three ways churches grow. Please. Biological growth, transfer growth, and then conversion growth. Our theme today is the family, the future of the church. Accra Ridge Church, how are we growing? We are growing biologically. We are just giving birth and then we baptize them and they become part of our group. We are not going on any outreach or witnessing. Just as we give birth, they join us. Or people transfer from other places and join us. But do you know, if you depend only on biological growth, your church will not grow. In fact, one day it will die. If this church will only depend on biological growth, it is good. But one day we'll be in trouble. Do you know something? Then we even give birth to. Some of the parents come here without their children. You all know. Alone in the car because they live very far, far, far. So they say, go to Fraflaha Presby. It is nearer. You don't want the children to be a burden. You come here alone. If this church continues to depend on biological growth, it will die. Again, some of us, our wives don't come here. Our husbands don't come here. You come alone. So the children go somewhere. Again, if you look at the way things are, when some of the children come here, they say, we are Orthodox. And our service is boring. So as we grow, you find them away. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Because with you, we are conservative. We don't want change. So when the children come, we are not ready to change. So we are protecting our order of service. No change. No change. The children, we don't want them. So because we are like that, I'm like that, also like that, very soon they won't come here. You know some of you already, your children don't come here. Because you can say it. You can. Him two. Him four. They won't come. We are the only ones here. So if we continue to him four, him two, him four. This church. Because if we change you small and say, dance small, dance what? Dancing to what? Because those days when we were growing in the church, when you come, it is there. The Lord is in his holy temple. All keep silent before him. So that's all we know. So here we don't make noise. But with the children, they also renting. Enter his court with and his treasure with. Make a loud unto them. So that's the children. You know, we are looking at the Lord is his holy temple. Let all keep silent. And the children are looking at his God and his God. So if it becomes a battle of no boring, no, we will not give up. Some of them sleep. And you know, with our church, we don't have branches. We don't have a branch at KNUST. Do we have a branch at Legon? When they go there, they have the chance to choose whatever church. How about in the US? When they do, they pass SAT and go. Do we have a church there? Oh, over there who? Do you know Agap Church will send a bus to Legon to pick the students to their place? They don't want to lose them. And with us, the way we do it, they should take care of themselves. But when they go on vacation, they should come here. But as they come, they are also building themselves up somewhere. When they go, they are here small. Ah! So even on biological growth, we keep on losing them. We keep on losing them. And today, I'm talking about the family, the future of the church. Please, I have a duty. You have a deal. Churches are becoming empty in UK and other places. Churches don't grow by, they grow by plan. And churches just don't stay there and grow. Where we have to make some changes in order of services and systems to incorporate our younger ones, because that's the only way we are growing biological. Let us make them all. It's not an issue of you. It's an issue of the future. So then when you are gone, this church will still be here. I'm ending my sermon. God have mercy on me, a pastor of this church. God have mercy.